welcome to Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on all things Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat reporter for the Mercury News. I'm here with Charles T. Hamilton. We're going to talk about another trade exception target for the Warriors. Over the last few weeks, we've talked about Justice Winslow, Ricky Rubio, Kelly Olynyk, Rudy Gay, and Joe Ingles. Today, we're talking about Dennis Schroeder, who is a candidate to win the Sixth Man of the Year award for the Thunder, but OKC is rebuilding. A first-round pick could be enough to pry Schroeder away. I'm not in love with a traditional backup point guard on the Warriors, but Schroeder's one of the best of them in the league. What do you think of the fit, Charles?
I mean, you nailed it. That is the appeal of him, and the Thunder said it when they got him, is, you know, he pretty much became the best backup point guard in the league once they got him and moved him to the bench, and he is that. I agree with you, though, on not exactly wanting to get a traditional point guard, but you could do worse than Schroeder. I mean, 19 points this year, like, you know, Lou Williams seems to always have the sixth man locked up. I think he's won like 30 of them, but yeah, Schroeder's pushing for it. He's only had one start this year, so he's a legit sixth man. I just don't know how well his game fits with the Warriors, and it's not because of his three-point shooting, even though he's having his best three-point shooting year. He's shooting at 38% right now.
Right.
And he's a career, you know, 33% three-point shooter. So how real is that? Who knows? But his game is selfish, seems like a, you know, mean thing to say, but he likes to get his shots. He's going to want to get his shots. He's going to want the ball in his hand. So I just don't know how well that fits with the, you know, the kumbaya, you know, everyone eats, all that stuff.
Well, I think it depends. That's a really good point. And I think it depends on what Steve Kerr wants. You're going to get Schroeder and know that he's going to take his shot. He's going to look for his own shot, that he is a score first point guard, right? And this is a guy who's averaged, you know, 4 assists per game over the last couple of years for the Thunder. Before that, he was at 6 assists a game for a couple of years in Atlanta, but that's when he, you know, he had the ball all the time. He was the lead guard there. He was not efficient whatsoever. I think he could walk in and it would be like him and Wiggins would be your third best passers, right? Third best facilitators. I like his ability to score against second units. And in Oklahoma City, he did show a willingness to dial it back when he was playing with the starters. He only started one game this year for the Thunder, came off the bench in all of their other games, but he played 31 minutes per game. He was in closing lineups a lot, and when he was playing with Chris Paul and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he was a little bit more deferential, and I thought that was a really, you know, good look for him, and it's one of the reasons why everybody started to change their opinion on Schroeder and why he's in this mix for Sixth Man of the Year. And if that logic translates to Golden State, hypothetically, playing next to Steph and Clay, I think he would still be a little deferential. So offensively, I think it would work. And if you're Steve Kerr and maybe you want a little bit of that you know, shot hunter element on the roster where that we know he's been looking for with like the Nick Youngs and the Alec Burks and these guys, like when Steph is on the bench and he's going to be on the bench for probably, you know, 18 minutes per game next year, if his minutes hover around 30, then you're going to need a guy like Schroeder to lead the offense. And and like I said, if you get the best backup point guard in the league, that's pretty good.
No, and you know what? That's a very valid point. Is that what they want? You know, they've always lacked some scoring in that second unit. Would getting a you know, a microwave score, is that the answer? And it could be. As far as, I just don't see him fitting with, like, he closes games with the Thunder. It's, right. You know, he's part of that closing lineup. They like using him a lot. Would the Warriors be willing to do that? Because that's a really small backcourt of Steph and Schroeder, and then you're bumping Clay to the three, which could be effective, but we know that's not quite their MO. They like to have a bigger two guard out there with Steph. Mm-hmm. You know, they did it with Jarrett Jack back in the day, and it was great and fun and all that, but, you know, Jack lasted 1 year here, and there's the pay was part of it, but, you know, it also was part of the fit wasn't perfect. So it,
and it works, and Schroeder works with the Thunder in that closing lineup because Chris Paul, even though he's small, is such a ridiculously good defender at the point of attack, where Steph isn't that, right?
Exactly.
Schroeder's defensive metrics were actually really good with Oklahoma City this last year, and I talked to a couple people who watch the Thunder way more closely than I do, and they thought that Schroeder was actually pretty decent on that end, but it definitely helps when you have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander as long as he is. You've got Steven Adams protecting the paint. You've got Chris Paul obviously being there. I think Schroeder could...
6'9" forwards that they have too.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. But Schroeder's got a 6'8" wingspan, which is the same thing as Eric Bledsoe. If that, if you're buying into the development on that end, which I tend to buy in, I think like watching him, and I do think that he's just trying harder on that end. He came into the league, let's remember, as a guy who we projected could be a good defender, like a plus defender. He just wasn't, right? People were calling him like mini Rondo and all these things because Rondo was such a good defender in his Boston years. So the talent is there. The wingspan is there. All like the physical profile is there. So if he could just turn it around, if he turned it around at 26 years old, that sounds right about what happens in the NBA, right? Like guys just get better at defense. So I'm kind of in. And then if you have him with Steph and Klay, I actually think with Klay coming off that knee injury, that they could have him playing wing next year and they could downshift a little bit because the small ball they used to play, the league is trending smaller with their small ball. Like it wouldn't shock me if Klay was playing the three and Wiggins was playing the four and Draymond was playing the five. It's not as big as they used to be, but you don't have to be as big anymore.
Mm-hmm. No. And he, you know, people can change, you know, and it does seem like, his game has matured to a more overall team friendly game than just, you know, get yours. And some of that happens once you get paid too. Once you get paid, because look, scoring gets you paid, you know, looking at a box score and seeing, oh, 20 points a game, that's going to get you paid over. He's a solid, he's an all around player, so to speak. So he can definitely change. The closing lineup is what I question. And you mentioned, I mean, you could go that small. You could. It's just that's something that the Warriors haven't done. And it kind of brings me back to like when I mentioned it before with the Andre Iguodala type that they're looking for. Is it time to break the mold, the championship mold that they had, and start doing things where, yeah, you can play 6'1 Dennis Schroeder with Steph and move Klay to the three? Or are they still looking to capture what they had? That's part of the main question with Schroeder, as far as I'm concerned, and the shooting, the 3-point shooting. If that 38% is real, perfect. Let's go. But is that, you know, the anomaly of his career? Like when Draymond shot 39% one year,
right? And no, you're right. The closing lineup is the big question. It comes down to like what does this team want? How much of a say does Steve Kerr have? And does he want to have that formula, or is he saying, you know what, we lost Durant, we added Wiggins, but we still need some more scoring. And I still need more ball handling, and Schroeder's the guy. Those are the big questions. We'll talk about what the Warriors would need to spend in order to get Dennis Schroeder next. This is Locked On Warriors. Start your morning with the news that matters in just 10 minutes. Axios Today host Nyla Boudou and a team of award-winning journalists will bring you the latest analysis and insight into the trends shaping our world. Let's talk about CBDMD. It doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete, a stay-at-home parent, or if you spend 8 hours a day in an uncomfortable office chair. Everyone needs support to make it through the day. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic. CBD Freeze with menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient and easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. And then there's CBD Recover, which combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like arnica and vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters most. And to make it even easier to try this amazing duo, CBDMD is offering all of our listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code NBA at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com. Promo code NBA for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBDMD. Before we move on, let's talk about MyBookie. I've been waiting for this day since March. That's right. Sports are back, and now that it's here, I've only got one thing on my mind, and that's MyBookie. MyBookie is a home run, slam dunk, triple overtime, game-winning shot all wrapped up into one, and I love it. You love it,
and that should be all you need to hear in order to start betting today. MyBookie has up-to-the-minute odds on all of your favorite teams, and with the start of Major League Baseball and the NBA here, there's never been a better time to start playing. With MyBookie, it's easy. You bet, you win, they pay. If you're feeling good about your team's chances this year, be sure to check out MyBookie's World Series future bets. Nothing shows that you believe in your squad more than putting some money on them. But why stop with baseball? Smart bettors are always looking toward the future, and in this case, that means basketball, hockey, and football. MyBookie is already accepting bets on all of your favorite NBA, NHL, and NFL games. There's never been a better time to start exploring the world of online sports betting. So join today, and MyBookie will match your deposit 100%. Plus, they'll toss you a free $10 MLB future wager. All you've got to do is enter the promo code LOCKEDONNBA when signing up. Remember, at MyBookie, the terms are simple. You bet, you win, they pay.
All right, Charles, let's talk about what the Warriors would need to do to make this happen to get Dennis Schroeder. Obviously, they'd have to use a portion, they would have to use the portion of their TPE here, and Schroeder fits well within that. But they're going to have to add some sweetener. And I think the idea that the Thunder would trade Schroeder, I think he's available. I think he would be available. He's going to be, his contract will be expiring after next season. And we know the Thunder like to, they don't like guys to walk away for nothing, right? They like to try to recoup some assets. I don't know where Schroeder fits in. He's going to be 27 next year. I don't know how young they're trying to get. I don't know what Chris Paul's future there is either. And I don't think anybody really does. But if they decide they want to move Schroeder before his contract expires and they're not really looking to retain him, then a draft pick seems like the most logical thing. The Warriors could absorb Schroeder into the trade exception. The Thunder would then create their own trade exception, which they know they value. We know they value that sort of tool. And then a first-round pick. Now, this is the same question we have on every one of these podcasts. Which one of these first-round picks? Because the Warriors have three in 2 years. Which one of those first-round picks would you be willing to give up?
For me, it would be the Warriors' first-round pick next year. Nothing not more than Minnesota that. One. No, yeah. I could throw in a young player because one of the things with Schroeder is he would pretty much take most of Jordan Poole's minutes if you get him. So if you throw in Jordan Poole to OKC, and the Golden State first round pick, I think that would be a solid package for them.
Pascal? I think they could actually use Pascal because isn't Gallinari's contract is expiring? They're probably gonna need somebody to play the four. Would you do Pascal?
And I'd understand it. I'd be okay with it. I'd try and give Jordan Poole up first, just because you and I both like Jordan Poole, but he's not a guarantee. We don't know what he's gonna be.
Right.
And if
like
you're
you
using
said,
your
Schroeder would take his minutes anyway.
So. Exactly. And if you're using your TPE on Schroeder, then hanging on to Pascal is a little more important than, Poole. That's tough because also they, like some of the people we brought up, there are going to be other people that would want him too. And especially using the TPE on him, I would also want an extension. Well, not immediately because I'm still not completely sold on him, but I would hate to give things up for him for 1 year. But he is turning 27 before the season starts. I think he fits the that age range that I think the Warriors are looking to go, where it's a vet, but he's young, doesn't have the wear and tear. His athleticism isn't waning because of his time in the NBA yet. So the Warriors pick, and potentially if they want a young player, throw in a young player, I'd be willing to do that.
If it doesn't work out, they can always do the D'Angelo Russell thing too, and you trade him midseason to – like these guys are wanted all the time, these backup point guard types.
Yeah.
If there's another team out there that wanted to have him, you could sort of flip him for that, especially if he doesn't sign that extension or maybe if he does, even if he does sign the extension. I'd be maybe willing, possibly, depending on where the Thunder finish, willing to give up maybe the fifth pick this year and a pick swap. You know what? No, I wouldn't. I changed my mind.
I'd have to say throw in Darius Bazley maybe too. I'd want one more player at least. But
Oklahoma City has all those picks though too. Yeah. So maybe they have all those picks from the Paul George and Russell Westbrook trade. So maybe it's something where they the Warriors give up the fifth pick or with a pick swap and the trade exception, and then they get another first round pick in the future. But I still, that's still a little too much for me. Maybe we do that with the Minnesota pick, mm-hmm. where, okay, you give them the Minnesota pick, the Thunder also send back a pick that's protected for, you know, yeah. 1 through 10 or whatever. Maybe something like that. It would have to get I think both teams would have to get creative. And like I said before, I'm still not all the way in on Schroeder anyway, yeah. as a fit. So same. I don't know how much you really want to give up if what we're really talking about here is a top five pick this year that could potentially end up being a wing player who fits better than Schroeder, and I think would, or the Minnesota pick that could be the same thing. I wouldn't give up the top five pick at all this year, and it would have to bring something back if I was going to get rid of the Minnesota pick that's mm-hmm. coming over next year. And I don't know that the Warriors pick by itself, even if you combine it with a young player, is enough to get Schroeder, considering that there's going to be other teams that want him. Like, I could see the Pistons being yeah. all in on trying to get Schroeder, you know what I mean? And they have way
Knicks
more.
The Knicks are for him and super maximum.
Whatever team doesn't get LaMelo Ball and Fred VanVleet is going to go after Schroeder. Yeah, that's seriously. What's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think it would be tough for the Warriors to make it happen. It's going to be more than just the trade exception, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're not just going to give him up.
Yeah, and so that's the tough thing. And if you try to dial it back and say, okay, well, if not Schroeder, what backup point guard could the Warriors get for the trade exception? Now we're getting into those muddy waters where mm-hmm. what that player is able to contribute on the offensive end and potentially be on the defensive end just isn't worth it, right? Yeah. Like you're getting to that point where we had in the Justice Winslow conversation, I'd rather have a wing who can ball handle a little bit but be much more versatile defensively than sort of this true traditional backup point guard who can't be as versatile on defense. And I don't even know. And because of that, can you play him next to Steph? Can he get on the floor? I'm not very sure. Let's move on to our bottom line next. This is Locked On Warriors.
Let's talk about Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of vehicle makes and models, it can be impossible to stock all the parts you need for your car, especially now while you might not be able to visit a traditional store. So do it easily online at rockauto.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. That's a long time. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything you need, from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low without the markup you'd find at traditional chain stores. So go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Then write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Please rate, review, say nice things. Send comments and questions about the show to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg, or email them to wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. All right, Charles, we talked about Dennis Schroeder. Bottom line, how do you feel compared to other guys we've talked about? So just to recap, Justice Winslow, Ricky Rubio, Kelly Olynyk, Rudy Gay, Joe Ingles. We talked last week. We've kind of got Joe Ingles slightly ahead of Justice Winslow. Where does Schroeder rank as far as the trade acceptance targets we talked about?
It's an interesting one. It's similar to D'Angelo Russell to me when they traded for him. The ceiling of him potentially fitting in perfectly and all his ability and all that stuff, like the perfect outcome, could be incredible. The floor is a absolute sunken cost where you're barely getting anything from him and he doesn't fit at all, which I'm not knocking the D'Angelo Russell situation because they obviously were able to get out of it and all that, but just that's kind of the same idea here. If he comes in and fits perfectly with the team on the floor, off the floor, his game, the closing lineup, all that stuff, they're willing to put him in the closing lineup and be a little smaller than before, it could be incredible, but it could also be really bad. And I'm kind of leaning towards it not being a good fit. I just don't know about the shooting. I don't know about the Warriors' willingness to put him in the closing lineup. So he is probably third on my list behind Joe Ingles is at the top. I would still go with Justice Winslow because of the need for wings, even with the injury concerns, and then Dennis Schroeder.
I think I'm with you, and it's all the things you said with the fit concerns, a lot of variables, a lot of things are up in the air. You don't know if you want to make that commitment, and you especially don't know if you want to make that commitment with the cost. I think I have Winslow over him too on my rankings, and ironically enough, I think it would cost less to get Winslow, right? Like you could just give up Golden State's pick next year, and that's a big part of it. It's sort of just the whole package. I think you're going to have to give up to get Schroeder. The Warriors don't have that asset. They either have assets that are too valuable for Schroeder or not valuable enough for Schroeder, especially because I think this price is going to be driven up by the market this summer when there's just not, and Fred VanVleet is the only point guard available, period, end of story, like in the free agency market. Mm-hmm. So if you're not a team that's picking LaMelo Ball or Killian Hayes, or if you're not signing Fred VanVleet, then Schroeder's your guy. And there's going to be several teams who are going to want him. And maybe the Thunder want to just keep him and move Chris Paul. So that's a whole other factor. Like the Thunder might just not want to move him. So I just don't know that the Warriors want to pay what it would cost to get him. And so for that reason, I'm a little bit lower on the Schroeder fit. The acquisition of Schroeder potentially, even though I'm starting to warm up on the fit a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And he's one of a few point guards in the league who I would be willing to roll the dice on and take in and say, you know what? I think he would work with us with a closing five or with Steph and Clay. There's just not that many point guards available that can do that. But you know, all that said, probably not worth what it's going to cost if you're the Warriors.
Yeah. I mean, he might be the most all around talented option out there. He might be actually like the best player out there as far as the ones we've discussed. But it's just there's so many factors that go with it, and fit, cost, you know, whether they put him in the closing lineup, all that stuff is what makes me not as high on him. But if it was the move, if that's what they end up doing, I would be incredibly intrigued and, you know, want to see what happens for sure.
Absolutely. That'll do it for us today. This is Locked On Warriors. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.